Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, 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 and welcome. I know that is that very, very, very short introduction may have confused some of you, but good evening, and good evening. You know, it's funny, I'm so used to saying good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, now we're saying good evening. Wow, wow, wow. This is a very, 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 very special show tonight. So I want to first and foremost, I want to make it grand. I want to do a grand welcome to you tonight, to the show tonight. So glad you were able to tune in, to join us, whether you're in the chat room, on the switchboard, or for those of you who may go back and listen to the archives. This is a show. I just had to do a show tonight. I want to mark this hour. I want to mark this day. You know, in the Bible days, there were many people that had to mark their spot, a place where God met them, a place where God had changed their life. Well, tonight marks a night that my life is going to change. You know, someone once said that if you could just change your thinking, you can change every single thing that is going to happen in your life. And then someone else says that destiny always, always, always has its own way. So I am a believer of that, and we are here tonight. We want to hear from you. I want you to call in 347-945-7991. This is a call-in show. It'll be my first absolute full-fledged call-in show. And we want you to be able to call in. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your stories of being a victim. How have you been a victim? Have you been victimized in your life somewhere along the way? Well, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your story. Now, I know this show is going to grow, because you know what? People just love to share their story. I have found that people love to share their stories. They love to share their testimonies, and I am so excited that we're here today and we're here to share. I want you to call in. I want you to call in. I want you to call 347. I want you to call in. I want you to share your story tonight. I want to hear what you have to say. So please, please, please call into the show. I want you on the phone lines tonight. You can call area code 347-945-7991. Call in tonight. Call in now. I'm standing by to take your phone call. You call in, you just hit your number one key. Hit your number one key, and that's how I'm going to know that you are in my queue, and I will pick up your phone line. I will pick up your phone line. I want to hear from you, so call in, call in, call in, call in to the show. Call in and tell us about your break from being the victim and your entrance, okay, your entrance into victory. We want to hear it right here. Call and tell us, 347-945-7991. This is Coach Lee. We'll be on for the next half hour, and I want to hear all about it. So let's go and see if we need somebody to call in here. I want you to call in. I want you to break the silence. Break it tonight. Voice your concerns. I want you to voice your message. Oh, wow. Listen, when you put your voice to that, when you stop and when you think about all that is going to happen, all that is going to take place over the next day or two, I want to let it be known. Let it be known, let it be known. But you know what? We can't know until you call. You got to call. You got to call. Give us a call. We're standing by. We are waiting to hear from you. I'm waiting to hear from you. I want to know. I'm just curious. I want to know. How did you overcome being a victim? Well, I'm going to just share my story. Wow, we are waiting for you to call in, but I would not wait too late. I would call in. I'm so excited. I've been excited about a lot of stuff, but I am more and more excited about this tonight as the minutes roll on. And let me tell you, I have been the victim, and I was a victim of child molestation from age 5 to age 18. It was horrible. It was disgusting. You know, there were times when I didn't have a clue as to what was happening to me. Then after it was over, I didn't know what had happened to me. And then there was a time when I didn't know what was going to happen to me. Should I share my story? I had no idea. Only God knew. But I lived for many, many years as a victim. I lived for over 35 years. I lived over 35 years of being the victim, playing that victim role, you know, feeling sorry for myself. And, oh, what a shame it was that I was molested, and what a shame I was raped, and what a shame that I had dropped out of high school. What a shame, just playing the victim. I've been victimized. I was a victim. Anybody been a victim? Do you feel like a victim? Do you feel that you're a victim? Well, we're going to break the bondage of victimization over you because you are victorious. You have to walk in your victory. Some of you are still living in the shadows of victimization. You're living in the shadow of victimization. It is time to come out. It is time to come out of being a victim. It is time to be victorious. I never thought I would live a victorious life. I never thought I would be victorious in the things of life and in my dealings. But God did it, and that settles it. Well, tonight marks a very, 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 special night for me because on this evening, when I wake up in the morning, I will no longer be, I will no longer be working full time for anyone. So I am stepping into another dimension of my life. You know, some people have been the victims of rape and abuse, and they've been subject to all kinds of fraud, and people have made them victims as it relates to their bank accounts. People have stolen other people's identities. People have victimized people through, you know, torture and threats. There are children that are being victimized at school by the bullies. And there are people on their jobs being victimized. There are spouses who are being victim. They're falling victim to one another. What a shame. And the abuse must stop. But some people, long after the abuse stops, they are still victims. They still feel like a victim. Okay? You have to get over being a victim, and you have to start being a victor. You have to get over being a victim, and you have to start being victorious. Now, let's look at some definitions of being a victor. A victim is someone that is unfortunate, a person who suffers from some adverse circumstance. Well, let me tell you, whatever happened to you is already over. It has already happened. Being molested, being left being abandoned as a child by your family member, being abandoned by your friends, being talked about, being mistreated on the job. There are some people on the jobs who suffer from being a victim. This is where the person feels unfortunate. They feel like, you know, why did this happen to me? Okay? But let me tell you something. On the other side of being a victim, there is victorious. Now, what is victorious? We know what a victim is when you've suffered some kind of traumatic circumstance, some unfortunate situation. We're sorry that it happened to you. It was unfortunate. It was very sad that it happened. But, you know, nothing just happens. God is still in control. He's still on the throne. He still knows everything about you. Every hair on your head is numbered. He's counted them. But let's talk about a little bit this being victorious. Just a basic definition for victorious is when you have won. It's when you're on the winning team. You know, you're a winner. You're coming into the finish line. You're a winner. Like being a winner, like just like the winner of a contest. And every year they have elections and somebody wins. You feel triumphant. A victory is a successful struggle at the end of a contest. Well, I'm here to tell you that you have victory, and we want to hear your story. Good evening, and welcome to those in the chat room. We're talking today. I want you to call in and tell us your story of having been a victim and how you're now a victor. Other people need to hear your message. They need to hear from you. I've been a victim before. I've been a victim of rape. I was raped. It was brutal rape. It wasn't a nice, cute rape. It was a very, very bad rape. I hadn't done anything wrong to anyone that I could think of. But because of the rape and because of the molestation, I lived for years as a victim. The victimization state kept me burdened. It kept me fearful. It brought down my self-esteem. It brought down my self-worth. And I remember once I got married, and even in other relationships prior to my marriage, my husband and I were both fighting over who was the worst victim. He had his own reasons for feeling victimized. Then I had my reasons for feeling victimized, having been molested from age 5 to 18. Yeah, you're going to feel like a victim. I felt like I was helpless. Why did this happen to me? Remember, our definition for a victim is when you have this unfortunate, traumatized situation. But it's time to break free of being the victim. Yeah, I know you've been hurt. Maybe someone has left you. But we want you to call in. We want people to call in and call in with your story, with your testimony. 347-945-7991. In my book, Release Your Power. We talk about, in my book, Release Your Power, we talk about my husband just getting home from church, and he had a great time. But here I am today, no longer the victim, and I'm telling you, you don't have to stay a victim unless get this now. You got to get this. The only way you're going to be a victim is that you choose to be. You don't have to be a victim anymore. You can walk away from it. Like I said, I was molested age 5 to I was 18 years old. My little body taken advantage of, my little mind twisted and tormented, and I thought what was good, what was bad, and I thought what was evil, you know, I thought it was great, but it was wicked. And I became the victim of my own circumstance. And maybe you are the victim. But guess what? One day my eyes were open. I threw down that cloak of victimization. And now I walk in full power, a supernatural power. I have victory. Like I said, today marks an awesome night. I could not resist coming on the air tonight. Today I leave the state of feeling like a victim to my career. And, you know, sometimes we are on careers and we feel like, oh, this is the best that I can do, but you know you're not happy. But you feel like, but this is the best out there for me, but you know you're not being fulfilled at work. And some people feel like, but, you know, it is a job and it's paying the bills, but yet there's no satisfaction there. You get no satisfaction out of the job that you're doing. That is rolling you into a state of being a victim. That's how we develop this victim mindset from the time that we're little children. And it rolls into adulthood, so it clouds our vision, it clouds our perception, it clouds our dreams and our goals, and it blocks us from living a satisfied, charged up, purposeful life. And it doesn't matter how many books we read and all of that stuff. If we got to break through and make a decision tonight, you have to make a decision tonight to be victorious. Remember what I said, the definition for a victim is feeling like you're unfortunate. Well, it's just unfortunate that I don't have this or that, and it's just unfortunate that I have to work here and when I would really rather work there. We got to get out. We got to break the words coming out of our own mouths about our lives, and that's what's keeping us in this state of being a victim. You got to unbox and move forward. You got to say no to victimization. Just like we tell our children, just say no to drugs. You got to face this being a victim head on. You got to take it head on. You got to take it by storm. You can't play around with it. And I'm telling you, when you do, your entire life will change. Your entire life will change. And so, like I said, this was a night that we could simply not pass up. I'm used to coming on in the mornings. We come on 7 a.m. We do the Coach Lalisa show right here on Blog Talk Radio. My first opportunity to do something in the evening, I mark this day because this day marks a brand new dimension. We're going to another place. We're squished. We're no longer the victim, but we are victorious. We are victorious. A victorious mindset. That's what we got to have, the victorious mindset. We got to think like a winner. We have to think like winners. You know, when you ever see people play sports, you ever see two sports teams going at it, each team has the mind that they're going to win. Not a team, you don't walk out on a basketball court or a football field, or you don't go out there with a mindset that you're going to lose. So why do people go around with their lives with a mindset that they're going to lose at life? Why? This is not good. We need to stop that. We need to go around with a mind that I'm going to win. Not only that I'm going to win, but that I am a winner. But now you have to make your life line up with winning. So once we decide that I'm a winner, now we have to line up with the steps of being a winner. We got to find out, what do winners do? You can't just say I'm a winner, but you're still acting like a whiner, basically. You're whiners and winners. No, you got to, now you want to know, what do winners do? Where do they eat? Where do they play? How many hours a day do they sleep? I mean, that, you got to find out the process of winning. And I love it because so many people, I believe, and you know, you have a few more minutes to show. I just wanted to do a half hour tonight. This was, like I said, this night marks a very, 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 very important day, and I'm glad that it's being recorded. I could not pass up. But I would love to hear if you would like to type into the chat room, type in your comment about being a victim. Do you know anybody that's a victim? Are you getting this information for someone else? You got to release your inner power. The day that I released that, the day that I was able to tap into that, is the day that you go to the next level. As long as you refuse to tap into your inner power, that's as long as you will stay the victim. And not until you tap into the power that is within you, the power to overcome every setback, every set down, every push down, every knockdown, everything that's held you back, you have the power inside of you. And as soon as you tap into that, victory is waiting for you. And I'm talking about a supernatural victory. I mean, things, let me tell you. Today, like I said, this marks a day that I just couldn't let it go by, because we want to help you. We want to help people become victorious in their lives. And we thank you for tuning in. Again, Ms. Sherry Jones and the other guests in the chat room, this is our very, 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 very first segment, our first night. And so I'm thankful. I'm very thankful that at least someone was interested enough to want to know more about releasing your power to become who you really are. It's eight steps in that book that you can release on your life. And you can purchase that book right there on Amazon. And I know you got to ignore, it has some crazy price there, but it has the regular price, $15. And you can you can go to my website and get the book, Secrets to Releasing Your Power. When you break that bondage of being the victim, the two go hand in hand. I've been victimized. I've been raped. I've been beaten savagely, like I was a slave, had stolen something. Yes, God bless you. I was beaten like I had done something, some heinous crime. And all I did was, you know, end a bad relationship that was horrible, that was abusive. I ended that abusive relationship, physical abuse, that was mental abuse, that was verbal abuse. And I ended that situation, took out a restraining order on the person. The person broke through the house against the restraining order and literally beat me to death. But I thank God, and that was 30 years ago. That was 1982. This is 2011. So that was 30 years ago, almost to the date. Can you believe it? And when I think about it, there was a situation where a woman here, she was a victim of death because her husband did the same thing. There was a restraining order. He ignored the restraining order. He broke through, and he went in and he stabbed the woman to death. My God, when I think about how that could happen to this woman who had two small children, and yet God spared my life when the same situation occurred in my life, and this person broke in beyond the restraining order, broke in beyond the doors, you have to know that you can be victorious. And you can have victory in every situation, in any situation, in your life. But you have to release your power. You have to release your power. So what are some of the steps in that book that will help you tap into your inner power so that you can no longer feel like the victim of anything that's ever happened to you? If you could be from a country where the rights are against women, or the rights could be against children, or against your race of people, or against your religion, and you may feel the victim. You see, you may be in the United States where the economy has taken its toll on you, and you may feel the victim of unemployment. You may feel like the victim of a bad economy. You may have lost family members during this economy. You may have family and friends who are in Japan. It's so many things that can cause you to feel like a victim. Your children could be in a place where you don't want them to be, and there's so many ways to be feeling like a victim. But I am here to give you the good news today. You are absolutely not a victim. You have been the victim, but you have overcome it. See, you had to know that. You overcome that. Now you are victorious, but you got to tap into your inner power. And in this book, Releasing Your Power, that is going forth around the country, I want to offer it right here first myself. You can order it from my website, lilisajwilliams.com. That's LilisaJWilliams.com. Or you can contact me on Facebook and ask for the link, Lilisa J. Williams. I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia this Friday, Saturday, flying out on Sunday. So Friday, all day Friday, Saturday. If you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, contact me. You can order the books. I'd love to meet you face to face. I can help you overcome. I've overcome many, many, many things. I was a victim of low grades. I dropped out of high school. Then I was a victim of that stigma of being a high school dropout. That was a stigma. Then I took it one step further, and I ended up at age 25 a prostitute. Then I had to overcome that stigma, which I'm still overcoming, because there are still people who look down on you because of things that you've done in the past. So, it's, you know, constantly the world tries to make you feel like you're a victim. But today I have an awesome husband. He's a wonderful man. And let me tell you, don't let nobody tell you that the things that you went through are going to hold you back. So I just want to thank you for tuning in. We just have a couple of minutes left to the show. But the chapters of the book, the first chapter is choosing to change. You got to change your mind, change your life, change your thoughts, change the people that you hang out with to tap into your inner power. Then you have to take a self-assessment. You must begin to develop your talents, your skills, and your abilities. But how can you do that if you don't know you? How can you expect to know someone else better than you know yourself? Then you must write it down. Get a journal. Start writing down the things that you want to see change in your life. And I guarantee you it will happen. And then the third chapter is you have to speak positively. Speak what you want to show up. So this day marks the day that I'm stepping out full-time, working for myself, making it happen, getting the contracts on my own, not clocking in someone's building. Tonight is my last night that I will go into someone's full-time job, and I'm so excited about it. Stepping out on faith. After you write it down, you got to make each step solid. You got to make that journey. You got to keep stepping. You got to finish what you start. That's how we make things solid. Know when your assignment is up, though. Because there's a time when the assignment will come to a close. You got to know when to leave. Then you got to build solid relationships, like the relationship that I have with Denise and the relationships that I have with Cindy and Dr. Blount and so many others. You got to build solid relationships. And the one you have with God and yourself. Then you got to develop the leader within. Then you must continuously improve. So the final chapter is continuous improvement. And those are what we call the 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. We're going to be teaching that all around the world. Look out. Please email me on Facebook and let me know what city you're in. I would love to let you know when we're coming to your city. Okay, great. Oh, you did that. I would so love, Sherry, to hear more about that. So we'll be back here next week, probably the same time. Next week, that's 9:30. And I want to talk to you. Please hit me up on Facebook if you're on Facebook, or email me here, or email me at info@lilisajwilliams.com. And we're about out of time. You're not going to hear past the next 10 seconds. Well, thank you, and God bless you for tuning in. I love to hear from you. But that's all we have time. Again, this has been Coach Lilisa J. Williams. We are going to break this thing down, but you are victorious the minute you release your power by tapping into the power that is within you. Take that step and watch things. And if you, again, there are so many things that we want you to do, but definitely, we definitely want you to stay connected. Stay connected. And you're not the victim. Tell somebody, tell a friend, tune in next week. Any comments, any questions, I would, okay, you will see me on Facebook. Great, you're in Philadelphia. Well, I'm right here in New Jersey. We'll be in Philadelphia with our programs. We'll be down there with our Women's Empowerment Conference. I'll be down there doing the empowerment session there, releasing your power. So I would love to hear from you on Facebook, Sherry Jones, and guests next week. Make sure you sign in so we can talk and let us know. We're going to help you. If you don't feel like you're victorious, we're going to get you there. We're going to get you there. All right? That's it. That's all. We'll see you back next time.